With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. House Speaker Mike Johnson's urging the Supreme Court to take up former President Trump's appeal following his conviction in New York. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Speaker Johnson said on Fox News' Fox and Friends, quote, I do believe the Supreme Court should step in. Trump was found guilty on all 34 charges Thursday in Manhattan by a 12-person jury. The former president must be sentenced first, and then he and his legal team are expected to appeal the case. Johnson said the developments are unprecedented and undermining the public's trust in the justice system. The House leader's comments regarding the justices stepping in comes as the Supreme Court's most conservative members have faced scrutiny on whether they can impartially consider decisions regarding Trump and the 2020 election. I'm Bernie Bennett.
Former President Trump says his trial shows that they can do this to me, they can do it to anyone. Speaking from Trump Tower in New York City, President Trump slammed the guilty verdict. He calls the election interference trial, saying the entire trial was a sham orchestrated by the White House and was timed to keep him from being reelected. He added that he wanted to testify, but believed the prosecution would use that to attack him on unrelated matters. Also at SRNnews.com, Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia is registering as an independent. Norman Hall has more.
That raises questions about his political plan, since the move could help Manchin's chances should he seek elected office again in a state that has turned heavily Republican. Manchin, who is 76, has often been at odds with the Democratic Party and an obstacle to many of President Joe Biden's legislative priorities. But he played a central role in helping Biden get a landmark climate change and health care bill over the finish line in 2022. Manchin had already announced in November that he wouldn't seek re-election to the Senate. Norman Hall, Washington.
This is SRN News. Sex ed classes have stirred up an uproar in Australia.
Parents are outraged after an LGBT activist delivered a presentation at a high school in Renmark, which several female students say included an explanation of bestiality. Local officials have launched an investigation. Some psychologists and leaders of the LGBT community are advocating for the recognition of people who embrace so-called zoophilia, as well as those who say they are attracted to minor children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Season 4 of The Chosen will finally become available for streaming Sunday night after much delay. Dallas Jenkins, who created the popular dramatization The Life of Christ, says the show will release 2 new episodes a week through the month of June, 2 on Sundays and Thursdays. While all of the Season 4 was released to theaters earlier in the year, the streaming was delayed due to legal problems. This is SRN News. If you own a Tesla, there's a recall you need to know about.
The automaker is recalling more than 125,000 vehicles to fix a seatbelt warning system and could increase the risk of an injury in a crash. The feds say the recall includes certain 2012 through 24 Model S, 2015 through 24 Model X, 2017 through 23 Model 3, and 2020 through 23 Model Y vehicles. Tesla plans to deploy an over-the-air software update to the affected vehicles free of charge in June. Rich Thomason reporting.
U.S. Department of Labor is filing a complaint in federal court against Hyundai. They're requesting the judge issue a restraining order against Hyundai and 2 auto parts suppliers in Alabama. It follows an investigation by the Wage and Hour Division, which found that a 13-year-old had been working between 50 and 60 hours a week on a sheet metal assembly line. More details at SRNnews.com.